Han hör i vår form, i vår oinsett och amen. In today's gospel reading, we hear of Jairus. How Jairus is told that his daughter has died. And now Christ, immediately upon hearing the news that his daughter has passed away, turns to Jairus and says to him, "Do not fear, only believe, and she will live." They go to his home, and everyone there is crying and is sad that this little girl has passed away. And when Christ says, she's not dead, she's only asleep, they laugh at him. They ridicule him. He takes them all out of the house, and he calls to the girl. He says, "Girl, rise." And it says, the gospel, that immediately her soul returns to her, and she gets up. And he orders that she eat something, and that they tell no one of what has happened. And it is interesting, in the Armenian, and even in the English, the word is to sleep. The Armenian word, nenchel, to sleep. And in Armenian, we have lots of words. We have ninjaran, which is a bedroom. Ninj, which if I translate correctly, means like a nap, sort of like a rest period. But then, as we heard from Andreas all the way in the back, nenchetzial, which is the word we use for someone who has passed away. We don't say people are dead in the church. We say they are asleep in the church. We say nenchetzial, or we use the other word, hankutzial, at rest. We have this idea, this concept also exists in the United States, too. In old America, if you go to the old cemeteries, you'll see on the tombstones, R.I.P., rest in peace. This idea that someone is not dead, but they are merely resting. And this is the idea in the church, too, that when we die, our bodies, of course, they decay, they become decrepit, and they pass away. But our souls are alive. They are merely asleep. And that they wait until Christ's second coming. And upon his second coming, upon the final judgment, our souls return to our bodies. We rise up again and we awake to the glorious resurrection. This fact that our loved ones are asleep is remembered every divine liturgy. Every Padraic, we remember this. Because we remember that the divine liturgy, the Padraic, Holy Communion, is life, hope, resurrection, expiation, and remission of sins. The priest says this. And it is not just for the people, the ones that come to church, but it's for everybody, those that have passed away too. All of us come together and worship Christ in the Divine Liturgy. There's a part in the Divine Liturgy, it's called, the technical term is called the diptychs, which in Greek means two leaves, two parts. And it is this part where you see all the deacons go from one side of the altar to the other, and then halfway through or a little bit later, then they stop and then they all come to this side. And as I said, people ask, why do they do this? Do they get tired of this side? Are they tired of looking at this face? And so they decide to go and look at this face? No. There is a purpose for everything we do in the Divine Liturgy. What happens is, at that point, the chalice, which has the body and blood of Christ, is seated on the altar. And the altar is the throne of Christ. He is the king, the judge, who stands and looks out to his people. And so if he is looking out to his people, the right side is over here, the left side is over here. All right? So all the deacons come to the right side of the altar, and they sing litanies. They sing litanies which are for all of those that have passed away, all of those who are asleep in Christ. Nenchetzia. We refer to these people as the church triumphant. They are the ones that have been that have fought the battle in this world and have been victorious. They are triumphant in the battle against evil, against sin, and against Satan. And so now they are asleep and they are awaiting Christ's second coming. And we remember all of them, the saints, the martyrs, the patriarchs, the kings, and then we go on to say, the men and women, old and young, may they all be remembered in this divine sacrifice, in this holy sacrifice. And then all the deacons go to the other side of the altar, to the left side, where we remember the living. This is a good way, mnemonic device. Left side, living. Okay? Left side, living. They all come to this side, and we remember what are called the church militant. That's us. We are the ones, the soldiers, that are continuing to fight this battle in this world. We are fighting and struggling against sin, against evil, against the demons of this world that are trying to destroy us and destroy the church. We remember all of them. And this is on this side, we remember the bishops, the priests, the kings, the soldiers, everybody who is alive are remembered on this side of the altar. And so it is during the divine liturgy, it is during the Holy Vadara, that both churches, the church triumphant and the church militant, those that have passed away and are asleep, and those that are awake and are living, come together and worship Christ. This past week on November 3rd, Wednesday, was the 30th anniversary of the celebration of the consecration of this church. And today, after church, we are going to celebrate the 30th anniversary, a huge milestone in this church's history. And over the past 30 years, this church has been built up, has been built, and many have come and helped build this church. Both, figuratively, thank you, figuratively, not this one, figuratively, and literally. People have come, and I've seen the pictures, bringing your hammers and your saws, and literally building this church. So it has happened. And many in these past 30 years have passed away. Many of them have not been able to see, we think, the realization of the new church that's going to be consecrated very soon. And it may seem like they are very far from us. They are far from us, but in reality, we have to remember that in the divine liturgy, in the Bhagavad, it is there that they are united with us again. There is often, as I said in Armenian, a misunderstanding of what the Bhagavad is, what the divine liturgy is. And I've heard it all, and we've laughed, because sometimes it's so ridiculous. I've heard that it's just a performance, a theater that we go to, because you have pews, we have people in costumes, and we have people moving around and singing and doing things. So it's just a performance that's going on. Or it's an ancient ritual that we just have to do, because if we don't, we're not Armenian anymore. Then the Turks have won. Or my grandmother, who's up in heaven looking down on me, is going to be upset with me because I didn't go to church on Sunday, so we have to do it. Or we might hear the one that says, well, Dehai, you have to do it because that's where you get paid. If you don't do Bhagara, you're not going to get paid. But in reality, it is during the divine liturgy, it is during the holy Bhagara, that the heavenly and the earthly unite. It is at this moment that we become one with those that have passed away and those that are here now. We are told in this world that when someone dies, it's over. They're gone. We have to come to terms with it. We hear these words. Come to terms with it. We have to move on and forget about where they are now. They're in a better place, we hear. And they are in the ground, and they're going to be there. And as long as we keep their memory alive, this is what we hear, as long as we keep their memory alive, they will live. And the day we forget about them, that's when they truly die. This is all beautiful. This is not what our faith teaches at all. But this is very beautiful. In reality, though, our faith says the opposite. The faith that we know, which is Christ, says, do not fear, only believe, and they will live. This is the hope that we have. This is the truth that we will see come true one day. This is what we must live with and understand. So as we celebrate today the 30th anniversary of this church and being here, and soon we will celebrate the consecration of our new church, we must remember the following things. First, those that have passed away, our linchet sialder, those that are asleep, are the ones who are with us every divine liturgy. Every badarach, they are here. Every time they are here with us, and they will be with us at the new church too. It doesn't just reside in these four walls, but whenever the church comes together in Christ, they are there too. And the second thing is that finally, that day when we are all called by the Lord, and we all are going to die, no one will live forever yet. We are all going to die. But when we die and we are called to the Lord and we leave this world, we too will join the generations before us that have gone and are worshiping with us now. And we will join the generations to come who will be worshiping in our holy sanctuary. And we will be there with them at the divine liturgy, at this mysterious miracle that takes place every Sunday that we are invited to partake in every time we come together.